Hello and welcome to the evening online service from the churches of Harton and Cleedon Park. If you are new to us or if you are one of our regular listeners, we are very happy to have you all here sharing in worship with us. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, the silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh.
Grace and peace to you from God. May He fill us with truth and joy. We come together as the family of God to offer him praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive his holy word, and to bring before him the needs of the world. Let us pray. Lord, direct our thoughts, teach us to pray, lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for those things we have thought, said, and done which separate us from you and from one another, for turning away from you and for ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us, for behaving just as we wish without thinking of you. Father, forgive us, for letting you down by what we do or think or say. Father, forgive us. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring us his pardon and his peace, now and forever. Amen. Let us love one another, for love is from God. Those who love are born of God and know God, but those who do not love know nothing of God, for God is love. Those who dwell in love are dwelling in God, and God in them. There is no room for fear in love. Perfect love banishes all fear. We love because God first loved us. If we do not love those whom we have seen, we cannot love God whom we have not seen. Let us love one another, for love is from God. The Collect. Lord of creation, whose glory is around and within us, open our eyes to your wonders, that we may serve you with reverence and know your peace at our life's end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The ungodly by their words and deeds summon death, considering him a friend. They pined away and made a covenant with him, because they are fit to belong to his company. For they reasoned unsoundly, saying to themselves, "Short and sorrowful is our life, and there is no remedy when a life comes to its end, and no one has been known to return from Hades. Let us lie in wait for the righteous man, because he is inconvenient to us and opposes our actions. He reproaches us for sins against the law and accuses us of sins against our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and calls himself a child of the Lord. He became to us a reproof of our thoughts. The very sight of him is a burden to us, because his manner of life is unlike that of others and his ways are strange. We are considered by him as something base, and he avoids our ways as unclean. He calls the last end of the righteous happy and boasts that God is his Father. Let us see if his words are true, and let us test what will happen at the end of his life. For if the righteous man is God's child, he will help him and will deliver him from the hand of his adversaries. Let us test him with insult and torture, so that we may find out how gentle he is, and make trial of his forbearance. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for, according to what he says, he will be protected." Thus they reasoned, but they were led astray, for their wickedness blinded them, and they did not know the secret purposes of God, nor hoped for the wages of holiness, nor discerned the prize for blameless souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are good and gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there is also to be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war with you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder, and you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let the little children come to me, says the Lord, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus and his disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. When they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." And then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Who is wise and understanding here among you? That's certainly a challenging opening from the letter of James, which we hear today. And wisdom is a clear theme across all our readings today. All too often, intelligence and wisdom get confused. Intelligence, apparently, is knowing that a chili is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put one in a fruit salad. James tells us of two types of wisdom. Firstly, we have that which comes from below, which is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy, he says, and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. This earthly wisdom appeals to the senses and emotions. In our first reading, we heard from the wisdom of Solomon. And Solomon asked God for wisdom to rule his people. Instead of requesting material riches, comfort, or pleasure, he desired to advance God's kingdom through wise leadership. Because God was so pleased with Solomon's request, he granted it and gave him much, much more. Solomon began his reign as the wisest man on earth with great wealth and honour. At some point in his life, Solomon grew to love God's blessings more than God himself. His life began to revolve around his wealth, pleasure, and adoration. He elevated his earthly wisdom above godly wisdom. Solomon forgot that it is the wisdom of God that answers our every need and gives us true perspective on life's deepest questions. We also heard in last week's gospel, and referred to by Stan in his sermon, the account of how Jesus rebukes Peter with the words, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Peter, the rock on which the church was built, was capable of not always making wise decisions and letting earthly emotions get in the way. We too can acquire vast amounts of knowledge, but still make wrong choices in life. It takes wisdom to decipher what is constructive, timely, and appropriate for the long run. Earthly wisdom may bring short-term gains for those whose decisions are based on it, but they will be just that, short-term. Self-interest might win you the apprentice, but those rewards will undoubtedly be short-term. There have been many people who've made vast fortunes by wise investments, but we must stop to consider the wisdom of them waving to us from their private rockets financed from these investments, while families on earth below are starving and dying from lack of health care. Our own church, the Church of England, champions environmental causes and only last Sunday held a special service online for Climate Sunday. But it's estimated that Church of England Diocese, Church Commissioners and Pensions Board currently hold investments worth over £70 million in fossil fuel companies who are committed to further development of oil fields. The last time I spoke to you, I said towards the end of my reflection that to live the commandment to love our neighbour as ourselves is about care and compassion, but it's also about being ready to challenge injustice, prejudice and inequality wherever we may find it, and however uncomfortable it might be for us. And at a time when we are facing irreversible climate change, when our children and grandchildren face an uncertain future, then yes, maybe we should be questioning the wisdom of our own church in continuing to make short-term profit from an environmentally destructive investment, not from any personal or political motive, but because as disciples of Christ, our challenge is to put God at the centre of all we are and all that we do, not only in prayer, but in action. Prayer for a damaged world in a time of environmental crisis must be accompanied by an acceptance that we play a major role in God's answer to our prayers. We have the knowledge, the skills, and the understanding to make wise lifestyle choices which will help to ensure that not only our children but future generations can enjoy all the fruits of God's creation. I suppose the truth is that none of us consider ourselves or others to be just wise or just foolish. Rather, like the story of the good goats, and there's a special prize for anyone other than Anita who remembers that, every time we make a decision, we have that opportunity to make it based on earthly emotions, the wisdom from below, or based on that wisdom which James described as being from above. So how may we discern wisdom from above? Well, helpfully, James gives us the qualities of godly wisdom, which is, first pure, it's from God, so is undefiled, and then peaceable, gentle and willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy, and is born of unquestioning faith. And it shouldn't surprise us that these qualities sound very much like those qualities that Paul in his letter to the Galatians identifies as the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Our journey in faith is about growing discernment in wisdom from above and recognizing when we're acting out of self-interest rather than God-centered interest. Of course, just like the good goats, we don't always get it right. But surely that's the joy of communion with Christ. Sometimes we fail, but it doesn't diminish the love and mercy that we receive in return. We all have a long way to go on our journey and a lot to learn. Last week, we heard from Stan of the challenge that we face when we make the decision to commit our lives to God. When he said, if we answer with Peter, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, then we're also challenged to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him by putting God at the centre of all that we are and all that we do. It is my prayer that this is how we are judged to have acted, not just by our children, but by many generations to come. Almighty God, you have taught us through your Son that love is the fulfilling of the law. Grant that we may love you and your creation with our whole heart, and our neighbours, our children, and all the peoples of the earth as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Christ came and proclaimed the gospel. Peace to those who are far off, and peace to those who are near. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for reward, save that of knowing that I do your will. Amen.
The truly great in God's eyes are those who are prepared to be last of all and servant of all. Let us pray to the God of glory, in whom we live and move and have our very being. We pray that the church may hold true to the teaching of Jesus without being persuaded that the worldly values of status, ambition, and keeping up with the Joneses are suitable or acceptable in Christ's followers. We pray for a spirit of humility to deflate all pomposity and arrogance. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, yours the power, and yours the glory. We pray that all in positions of power, authority, and influence in our world may recognize their calling to servanthood and never lose that identity, with the needs and longings of those they serve a first, second, and only thought. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. Yours the power, and yours the glory. Lord of creation, we pray that all communities of our world may look after one another and the earth beneath our feet, supporting the vulnerable, encouraging the timid, providing practical help for all who need it, and caring for the earth beneath our feet, nurturing the young in a climate of trust and in a climate of care for the earth beneath our feet. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, yours the power, and yours the glory. We pray that none may be considered expendable, wherever and whoever they are, nor that they are beyond our cherishing. We pray for all who have lost heart through pain, suffering or sin, either first hand or as a witness, that God's redeeming power may work its wonders in these dark times, these dark situations that we all bear witness to, sometimes on an endless rolling news flash or an instant message. We pray that all who have wearily struggled to death may know the joy of burdens laid down and new, lasting life transforming them through the eternal love of God. At this time we remember Joyce Arnold, Irene Laws, and Robert Foster. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, yours the power, and yours the glory. We pray that we may find new joy in giving and serving freely without thanks, rejoicing in the privilege of following Jesus. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And together we join in the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. May the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you, now and always. Amen. To a troubled world, peace from Christ. To a searching world, love from Christ. To a waiting world, hope from Christ. Eternal giver of love and life, your Son, Jesus Christ, has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm in us this mission and help us to live the good news that we proclaim through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.